as your hormones get off balance, what's normally happening is the estrogen is fluctuating and the progesterone is fluctuating, and it happens here during the last 2 weeks. That's the PMS. So at 35, they start. That's an early age where they start premenopause, and that's when you can start getting the symptoms of being bloated, irritable, not necessarily foggy thinking at that age. Your libido decreases, you're tired, and what's happening is your estrogen is not being balanced by your progesterone. We're still talking in our 30s now. You don't have enough progesterone to balance out your estrogen. We'll get into that. As you move on into your 40s, all those symptoms get worse. 40s and then 50s, your cycle gets erratic. It used to be every 28 days you could mark it on the calendar. Now it's going 26 and then it's 35. And then it's 40. And then you go 3 months with nothing and then suddenly now I'm bleeding for 2 weeks straight. Everything's getting erratic and going crazy. Once you've not had a period or cycle for 12 full months, one complete year, you're officially menopausal. And chances are you're not going to have another one. So now we've made it to roughly 55. Now you can automatically get to menopause if you have a hysterectomy, no matter what age you are. If you're 18, if you're 50, if you have your hysterectomy, if you have it on Saturday morning, Friday you're not menopausal, Saturday afternoon you're menopausal. It's just like that. It happens instantly. Even if you have your ovaries, they will atrophy and they will not work. They'll produce a little bit of hormone for a while. Oh, by the way, if I start talking too fast or you have a question, just shout it out. Or if I'm talking too fast, say, slow down. The main issues with the hormone imbalances is the hot flashes that everybody goes through. Your hormones are produced in little bursts about every 2 hours throughout the day. So you got about 12 little bursts throughout the day. What happens is there's a burst, a burst, and a burst, and a burst. So you have a normal level. Now down here, this would be your hot flash level. So as you age, your estrogen is going down. It's getting lower and lower and lower. So these bursts aren't going as high, not going as high, not going as high. Finally, you get down, you cross this line, and here's your hot flash. Then when you get a burst, it's gone again. So it lasts like 10 minutes. If you go down too far, you get another burst, then it'll last 15 minutes. It keeps going. You keep getting these hot flashes. Sometimes it won't go down to the line. You don't know because you're erratic. They're changing. You're changing. Until eventually, there's no more bursts that are going to hit below this line because they're all going to be below the line. They're all going to be below the line because your hormone level has dropped that low. And this imaginary line goes away once it never comes back above the line. All right, so now we're going to go over our three main hormones that we all have is your estrogens, testosterone, and progesterone. And we all have it. Women have testosterone, men have estrogen. We all have them. We'll start with testosterone because that's the easiest. Females, women, your body normally produces between 150 and 300 micrograms of estrogen a day. How much that is it's a grain and a half of salt. That's all it is. So you have a tiny, tiny amount. Guys, we have between 3 and 5 milligrams a day that our body produces, which is a small BB amount. So very tiny amount of normal testosterone in our body. When your testosterone level drops low, that's when you get the weakness, you don't sleep well, low energy, and the big one is low libido. And then inside what's happening is your bones are getting weaker, your muscles are getting weaker, you're getting an increase in body fat, decrease in lean tissue with the low testosterone. When we supplement it, if you get too much testosterone, and testosterone is what makes men, women, you start to get hairy, oily skin, acne, but your libido is through the roof, which makes your husband happy, but you have acne and you're hairy. So, so right. So then, the next one is progesterone, which is quite easy because progesterone is really your balancer. What that's going to do is it's going to balance the testosterone and estrogen, and I'll show you about that, how that works in a second. Your estrogen, we have to balance it because your estrogen causes cell growth. In other words, your cells grow, divide, die, they keep going. Well, something has to regulate that growth, otherwise they go crazy. Estrogen causes that growth. The progesterone regulates that growth. It's like the brake pedal on your car. The estrogen is the gas pedal, progesterone is the brake pedal. The progesterone also tells the cells when to die. So cancer is the cells don't know when to die, and the cells don't know when to stop growing. So they continue to grow and divide, and they don't die, or they die much later than they should normally die. Therefore, there's the tumor that keeps growing and growing and growing, and that's cancer. Progesterone regulates that growth. Now, too high, giving supplemental progesterone, and progesterone is over-the-counter, you don't need a prescription for that. when you get progesterone, the first thing it does is it makes your cells more sensitive to the estrogen that's in your body. So if your estrogen is low and you're taking progesterone, your cells want that estrogen better. They're going to be more sensitive to it. They're going to accept the estrogen better than if you didn't have the progesterone. An overdose of progesterone, the main symptom is breast tenderness. They get tender and sore. That's sometimes a reaction to supplemental progesterone. The way to find out if you are actually getting an overdose is to apply the progesterone cream right to the tender areas. If it goes away, it's not an overdose. It's just your particular body, your particular tissue is more sensitive in that area. Low progesterone means you're not getting a balance between your estrogen and testosterone. I'll get to my balance demonstration in a second. Now estrogen, and there's three estrogens. You have E1, E2, and E3. E1 is estrone, E-S-T-R-O-N-E. E2 is estradiol, and E3 is estriol. Estrone, very powerful, is very cellular prolific, which means it makes those cells grow. It's also very dangerous because of that. And progesterone has a hard time regulating its growth. I normally don't give that, some doctors do. But it's a very powerful estrogen. I don't like it. E2 is estradiol. That's the most popular estrogen. It's the most plentiful. It's also very powerful. But estradiol is converted into your other estrogens in a hormone cascade as your hormones are made. Each hormone is made from the previous hormone. They come on down. Estradiol will change itself into the other estrogens as your body needs it. It's also the main one that we check when we're checking your overall estrogen level. Estradiol is the one that we look at as a good overall indicator. E3 is estriol, which is the best one. It's excellent. The main thing about estriol is it's very protective of the endometrium, the endometrial lining, the uterus. It protects it. It doesn't cause cell growth hardly at all. Also, the main thing with estriol is the dryness in that area. If the woman is complaining of dryness, the estriol, it gets rid of that. You replace the estriol that she's lacking, the dryness goes away, and the irritation that's involved with that. The drug companies, their whole big thing now is they're trying to get rid of estriol, the good one, because it's not FDA approved. It's whatever the FDA is in Europe, I don't know what it's called. It's approved over in Europe, it's been used many years. It's been used here many years, but it's not approved. So the drug company is saying, you're not supposed to give it. Well, there's other drugs that you take every day that are not approved for a lot of the conditions that you take. Aspirin is not approved for everything the doctor tells you to take it for. Neither is Tylenol, morphine, or codeine. So to go after one particular drug, it's really not fair. And the big Wyeth Earst, who makes Premarin, the big competitor, they're trying to attack estriol. Meanwhile, where Wyeth Earst makes a drug in Europe that has estriol in it, which is kind of a conflict of interest if you ask me. Now, to get more confusing, you can have something called estrogen dominance, which means when you have too much estrogen, you're bloated and irritable. Estrogen dominance means you have low estrogen, but you have symptoms of high estrogen and symptoms of low estrogen. What happens there is you don't have enough progesterone to balance them out. Imagine the Scales of Justice, Lady Liberty, is that it? The Scales of Justice, where there's a scale, and you've got a weight on one side, and what you're trying to weigh on the other side, and it's going back and forth. Well, if I were that scale, you've got estrogen on one side and testosterone on the other. I'm the progesterone. So if your estrogen gets a little bit too high, I can move over this way and adjust the scale so that this side will actually be heavier, and it'll come back up. But if you don't have enough progesterone to move over, if your estrogen is too high, you're going to get bloated, irritable, cranky, just the PMS symptoms. Your estrogen is actually low. We're talking estrogen dominance. Your estrogen is low, but you don't have enough progesterone to move over. So you get the irritable, you get the crankiness, you get the bloated, but you also get the symptoms of low estrogen, the hot flashes, not being able to sleep, no libido. Supplementing with simple progesterone will usually correct that because the progesterone can just move over and balance them out. Same thing if it's low. If it's low, the progesterone can move to this side, and you'll balance it out. It's all balancing with the scale. And here's an easy way to remember it. Estrogen on one side, testosterone on the other. Estrogen is high, I just call it bloated and bitchy. But you're bloated and irritable, right? That's PMS. You're bloated and irritable. If it's low, you've got hot flashes. That's the easiest way to remember it. Now, testosterone, when it's high, your oily skin, acne, you're getting hairy, but your libido is quite high. When it's low, low energy, poor sleep, no libido. So we need to balance everything out and use that with the hormones. Sometimes you can do it with just plain progesterone to be able to move back and forth if your levels are off just a little bit. But as we age, we're not pumping out enough estrogen. No matter what you do, you need to supplement it. All right, remember what I was saying? There's, you've got your estrogen level down here. As you're going through your cycle, progesterone was up here. In our environment, and I hate this, I'm not a big green environmental guy, but in our environment there are, and I hate this word too, toxins, but there are toxins. There's plastic, there's car exhaust, there's all this stuff, and they're called xenoestrogens. And what they are is they're chemicals that look like estrogen to your body. Your cells think they're estrogen, so your cells grab onto them, but they don't act like estrogen. So your body's, your estrogen level is coming up because it's the fumes given off from the carpet, the car exhaust. You can't avoid it. There's no getting rid of them. Don't even try. It's in everything in this whole house, and my house, and everybody's house. It's just one of those things. Some people are more sensitive to it than others. Some people are not. Your estrogen is coming up in your cycle, but you don't have the progesterone to balance it out. So your estrogen is coming up, but you don't have the progesterone to move over. So you're getting those symptoms of high estrogen. As you age and get into your 50s and sometimes 60s, as you're going through the change, there's the black cohosh and the soy. Those are called phytoestrogens, and those are plant estrogens. They're very weak. They do work. They are estrogen-like, but they're weak. So if this hormone thing is going here, and your hot flash line is here, and you're just tripping the line a little bit, and you go to the health food store, and they say, oh, take this black cohosh, it'll help. So it's just got a little bit of estrogen activity, so it's going to bring it up just a little bit. It'll keep you above that line, and you think the clerk that you spoke with is a miracle worker. But over time, you're going to fall back again because it's very weak estrogen. It does work, but it's very weak and doesn't last very long. The bioidentical hormones is the official term that the FDA doesn't like. That's because there's technically no official word, bioidentical. That word doesn't exist. But what they are is it's the exact same chemical structure that's in your body now. It's in all our bodies, my body. It's the estrogens, the progesterone, and the testosterone. So when we take it in, our body thinks that it's normal. It's ours. There's no side effects. It thinks that it's ours. You can't tell the difference between the powder that you're going to get, the chemical that you're going to get in the form of a powder, and your own hormones that your body's releasing. So it doesn't build up a defense. There never has been, there are not, and there never will be side effects to the bioidentical hormones. There can't be, because our body doesn't put up a defense against them. There's underdosing effects and there's overdosing effects. And they're the same effects as if your normal body is high or low. Same thing.